Treasury Secretary Bessent's mention of an escalation ladder and potential embargo seems to have been interpreted by China as a threat after it prompted the Chinese foreign minister to warn against yielding to U.S. tariffs. The U.S.-China trade impasse has led to a 60% drop in cargo shipments, price hikes by retailers, and warnings from Walmart and Target about empty shelves, fueling some more worry around the outlook. Meanwhile, Trump's administration is shifting focus to tax cuts by July 4th to appease voters, offering auto tariff relief with up to 15% credits for domestic assembly, but still faces criticism for pressuring companies like Amazon while favoring others like Tesla, potentially at risk of driving more capital outflows. As far as financial markets go, we haven't really seen much of a reaction to any of this, with price action rather subdued and confined to some tight consolidation. Key standouts on today's calendar come from German retail sales, German unemployment, German GDP, Eurozone GDP, German inflation data, Canada GDP, US GDP, and other US reads, including Chicago PMIs, personal income and spending, and pending home sales. That's all for now.